It's Friday. Hello, everyone. I hope you're enjoying a great long Thanksgiving weekend. I'm Tom Turpeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. And here's your sports. The fifth-ranked reigning national champion Aggie women's basketball team got somewhat of a late scare today in the Bahamas, but they got a 71-59 win over the Temple Owls in the first game of the Junkanoo Jam. The Aggies go to 5-0. A&M got off to a quick start. They led by 20 early in the second half before Temple cut all that to a four-point A&M lead with less than 5 minutes in the game. But the Aggies matched Temple's 8-0 run with one of their own, and the Aggies won it by 12. Adora Olalu had a career game with 23 points for the Aggies. Associate head coach Vic Schaefer talked about Olalu.
We don't run a lot for Adora.
No.
That kid gets, you know, whatever she gets on her own a lot of times. And today I thought she made a bunch of shots early and really was obviously the difference there early.
A&M guard Adrian Pratcher agreed that this is the kind of challenge her team needs.
No doubt. They came out and, you know, were very aggressive on both ends of the court, offense and defense. They kind of took us out of our offense early. And they were dribble drive attacking us on defensive end. So, like you said, I think coming out and, you know, having a team like that can push us and make us better will only help us.
Tyra White scored 14. Sydney Carter had 12. The Aggies will meet the Iowa Hawkeyes tomorrow at 2:15 in the championship of their division. We will have that game for you on 11:50 a.m. The Zone, with the pregame starting tomorrow at 2 o'clock. The A&M men's basketball team will be home for their first of a five-game homestand as they bring A&M Corpus Christi to the mothership for a 3 o'clock game. That'll be tomorrow at Reed Arena. Coach Billy Kennedy talked about the need for developing some outside shooters.
Right now, Elson Turner's the only one shooting a pretty good percentage from the perimeter, and I expect to see a lot more zone, especially with Chris out. We've got to have a perimeter guy step up and be a threat. You can't just have one shooter on the floor.
We'll have that game for you right here on 1620 tomorrow with the pregame starting at 2:30. Well, the Aggie offense made more than enough mistakes and turnovers to lose to Texas last night, but it looked like A&M might just get away with it. But the Longhorns drove 48 yards in 7 plays, and the most accurate kicker in the Big 12 made it count. Justin Tucker kicked a 40-yard field goal as time expired, and that beat the Aggies 27-25 in what will be the final of 118 meetings with UT, it seems at least for this decade. Coach Mike Sherman talked about not just losing this game, about the difficulties of the season.
No, I've never experienced anything like this before, and I don't plan on experiencing it again. This was a very difficult season to swallow. Take nothing away. We have good kids. They work hard. But for whatever reason, the ball bounced funny for us sometimes. We didn't make the play we needed to make when we needed to make it. We made other plays, spectacular plays, but we didn't make the plays we needed to make to win the games we did. We didn't win.
Aggies committed 4 turnovers, 3 interceptions, 1 fumble. They gave up 17 points off of those. They also gave up an 81-yard punt return that led to a Tucker field goal in the third quarter. But it seems to come down to both the team's final scoring drives. A&M trailed 24-19 after Randy Bullock's 4th field goal of the game. Texas went 3 and out, and A&M took over at their own 32. Ryan Tannehill, who had a rough night, drove his team to a touchdown, running for 10 yards on a 3rd and 10 and passing to Jeff Fuller for the score to put A&M up by a point, 25-24. They went for 2 and they missed it. A minute 48 was left. Case McCoy then led the Horns on the winning drive, helped by a questionable late hit call on Trent Hunter, and helped mostly, though, by McCoy's 25-yard scramble that put Texas from outside field goal range to well in field goal range for Tucker. Tannehill finished with 3 interceptions, 1 return for a touchdown.
You know, they did a good job of putting pressure on me and not letting me stand in the pocket. They just didn't play well. It's on me.
The Aggies finished a disappointing regular season at 6-6 and now will go to a bowl game that's anyone's guess. It could be the Holiday Bowl in San Diego, the Pinstripe Bowl in New York, the Insight Bowl in Tempe. Most bets are on the Meineke Car Care Bowl, which will be in Houston. Well, college football today, and LSU will stay number one. They spotted Arkansas a 14-0 lead, but stormed back and beat the Razorbacks in Baton Rouge 41-17. So LSU wins the SEC West. They'll take on Georgia in the SEC championship game. Also today, Nebraska beat Iowa 20-7, and the Houston Cougars stayed undefeated, 48-16 win over Tulsa. Tomorrow, it'll be Ohio State at Michigan, number 2 Alabama. They'll try to stay in the national championship picture as they'll play at Auburn in the Big 12 tomorrow. Kansas versus Missouri for a last time in the foreseeable future. They'll play in Kansas City. Texas Tech is at Baylor at Arlington, and Iowa State is at Oklahoma. High school football playoffs tonight and tomorrow. The Navasota Rattlers play a 3A quarterfinal game with top-ranked Tyler Chapel Hill at Floyd Casey Stadium. Coach Lee Fedora talks about how this was the same game that the Rattlers got eliminated last year.
That just tells you about Region 3. When you think about Region 3 and the 3A Division 1, every year when you get to that quarterfinal, you're usually facing the number one team in the state. So, you know, the one thing that I present to our kids about this, being there, getting ready to play in this game, you always got to believe for that ultimate goal that you want, you got to beat the best if you're going to be the best. So it just so happens that every year we've caught it in the quarterfinals against a great Chapel Hill team. The good thing is our kids know them. They played against them last year.
You can hear the game on 1550 AM in Grimes County or at BrazosFootball.com. Also at Consols Tigerland Stadium tonight at 7 o'clock, Lexington meets Franklin in a 2A quarterfinal. In six-man football, Calvert meets Richland Springs in Hyco. That game's going on right now. And in Taps play, Brazos Christian will meet Hallettsville Sacred Heart in Giddings tomorrow at 1 o'clock. A&M volleyball team at Iowa State tomorrow night at 6:30. Aggies have clinched third place in the Big 12, and they're hoping to host an NCAA. Hey, and that's your look at sports. Thank you, everybody, for logging on to WTAW.com. Have a great rest of your weekend. I hope it was a long one for you. We'll see you Monday morning with the Infomaniacs on WTAW. This is WTAW.com, your sports.